I am interviewing Jacy Bynum on March 22, 1995, at his home in Gadsden, Alabama. When and where were you born?
I was born in Jacksonville, Florida, June 5, 1921, Duval County, Florida.
About how old were you during the Depression?
Since I was born in 1921, the Depression was the last part of the 20s, so I would be around 10 years of age.
What do you remember most about the Depression?
I remember most about the Depression would be that people had to work together. We didn't have the things that we enjoy today, and we had to depend upon family and friends, and there was a closer relationship between people because we respected each other, and it made it better, really a better time for living than what we have today.
Did you ever feel that there was no hope?
Never got to the point where I thought there was not any hope, because everybody had the same problem, and we really didn't realize that we were poor.
Were you ever homeless, or did you have friends or family who were homeless?
My daddy died when I was 22 months old, and my mother had to work, so I had to live with my grandparents until I was probably around 10 years of age. And I worked with my granddaddy he had a truck farm down in Jacksonville, Florida, and I worked with him every afternoon after school. Just to give an example, we raised turnip greens, beets, carrots. We would sell turnip greens, what we would consider a mess of greens today. We would sell them in bunches of a dozen, and we would sell those for 80 cents a dozen bunches.
Mm. What kind of meals did you and your family eat?
We ate black-eyed peas and rice. We ate butter beans and rice. I never had the opportunity. I left home when I was 14 years of age, and as far as I can remember, I never ate a piece of meat with a bone in it. Most of it was hamburger meat or something of that nature. We had enough to eat. It was a simple menu, but it was enough to keep us healthy.
How has the Depression influenced your life and attitude?
It's made me realize that things that we put values on today, in comparison to what we put values on back then, that the simple things of life are much better.
Mm-hmm. Did neighbors pull together during this time, or was it each for their own?
They had to pull together. A lot of times they would combine what resources they had to eat or to work together in order to improve the livelihood of each.
Mm-hmm. How did the Great Depression affect your confidence for the future?
Well, as time went by and things got better, since we had been beset with some of the problems of the Depression, we knew how to appreciate what we have and know what the value of the dollar is, and to make the best of whatever situation we found ourselves.
Were you able to participate in social activities such as movies, radio? What did you do for fun?
We had movies, and usually were a double feature programs. A lot of times, I lived in the eastern part of Jacksonville, Florida, and if we walked into town, we had to walk about 2 or 3 miles to get to a movie theater. And in Jacksonville, you could pay a dime and go in and stay most of the day in a double feature program. And a lot of times, especially on Saturdays, when we went, the dairies would supply us with ice cream bars, and that would actually make it to offset the cost of the movie.
Did your family own a car or radio?
My family didn't own a car. We had a crystal set radio, one of the first radios that came out. You put headphones on and listen to the Grand Ole Opry and things of that nature. but as far as having a lot of communications by radio, it just wasn't available.
Were you able to attend school?
Sure, we went to school, and that was some of the happiest times of my life.
Taking into consideration what you've become, realizing that you were shaped by your environment, if you could go back in time and change a period in your life, what would that period be?
I would like to have the values that were instilled within us as a child incorporated with the lifestyle that we have today, because people took time back then to smell the roses and realize the value of friendship, the value of honesty, the different values that seem to be passed over today.
What was Medicare like?
Well, we didn't have Medicare like we have today. We have specialties today. We had what we call just a MD, or a family doctor, and they would make house calls. We actually, any time during the night, if you needed a doctor, you can pick up the telephone and call him, and he would come to the home, and the fee was usually around $3. You could go to a hospital and stay in the I worked at Republic Steel when I had a pinks operation in July of 1940, and it cost me a total of $1.25. It wasn't in the air condition, and that fee was, for that $1.25, was 25 cents a day. For the 5 days I was in the hospital for electric fan. But we had hospital insurance that we paid $1.50 every pay period at Republic Steel, which would be three times a month, and that was for doctor and hospital, and we received good care.
Did y'all have midwives or doctors in children?
Midwives were not used as much around here as they were in other places that were less fortunate, but our doctors would come and stay at the home, and sometimes deliver, if it was desired, deliver the child at home. Ours were delivered at the Catholic hospital. One reason for that was that as employees of Republic Steel, our plant president at the time, Mr. E.I. Evans, was a Catholic, and he saw that we donated a day's pay ever so often for the benefit of that Catholic hospital, so we were favored there, because we built a school of nursing, the housing for the nurses, with our contributions, and we had our medical plan with them.
Did anyone work for WPA or CCC?
I had a brother that was in CCC, which was the plan. Do you know what that stands for, CCC? That is a Civilian Conservation Corps. Yes. And he went to Louisiana, and he planted trees and improved the environment. And the CCC did a tremendous job during this period of time. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate enough to be going to the high school during the time that WPA was working. And I played football at Gadsden High School. And I played in the first game that was played in the stadium, that the present stadium that we now have, that was built by WPA labor. And what makes me feel funny at this time is that this worn out. So that shows I've been here a long time.
As a youth, what did you do for fun?
We had baseball teams, and it's unique the way that we got our equipment. We would play with a baseball until we were completely wore out, and our parents washed clothes, and we used octagon soap that had a coupon on it, and we would accumulate these coupons and take them and redeem them for baseballs and bats, and we would wear it down to the point that we'd have to put black friction tape on the ball and continue to play with it, or repair our broken bats with tape. But we enjoyed it, and it was good, wholesome fun. We stayed out of trouble. We all worked together as a neighborhood, got to know our friends closer, and it was just a simple way of life.